With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, hello. It is Barn Burner on a smoky Tuesday in the city of Calgary. Before we start, apologies. We had a very special guest in studio. We're going to be dropping some longer form interviews in the summerette. And I think we budgeted like, if there might be enough for an hour.
Yeah.
2.5 hours later.
And probably more to be had. If.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think we've... having now done that once, we need to create a little more runway room for those. It was phenomenal. You and Boom sat down with a special guest. The only clue, vowels in first and last name. It'll drop this summer. And I think it's, you know, great content. I was eavesdropping the whole time and super excited for the release of it.
Yeah, I don't know how we'll put it out, but if you do that, if you're going for a long drive, it would be a nice... Nice to download and listen to.
And listen, this is year one. We're a startup little podcast thingy. We haven't done a summer before. We're going to get you your content. It just is going to look, sound, and feel a bit different because, to be fair, all of our lives are a little bit different in the summer. And to your point, do you have a long drive to a lake or a cabin? You're hauling an RV somewhere? We're going to have something for you this summer. Don't worry. Lots of it.
Yeah. We got another guy coming in on Thursday. And again, I'm like, geez, this 1 hour is not going to be long enough.
Gonna need more runway. Yeah. And look, the content's going to be phenomenal. And, you know, we're lucky to have a lot of great connections, be it former players, whether it's people in the community, people we've had on the show before, or just relationships in Calgary and elsewhere. I'm excited for summer. To your point, like, it's going to be different. I don't think it's going to be worse.
No.
It's going to be very different.
Might be better.
In many ways, I think it absolutely will be. It certainly will do the evergreen thing a little better, where it's like, hey, you can listen to this tomorrow or in 6 years. None of these things are like, and last night, what was wrong with the power play? Stuff doesn't age as well.
It was not a breakdown of Seattle-Dallas.
No. And speaking of which, we do have a Final Four. Welcome to the Tower Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. Tower, your consumer choice award winner, number one.
Always.
Dealer in town.
They do.
That's what we do. Favorite Chrysler Dodge dealer, 10901 McLeod Trail South, towerchrysler.com. We're here in studio. Boom may or may not join us at some point.
I'm in his chair, so he's going to have a hard time getting...
Let's just give him some time here. We don't have a ton of time for a show. We do have a show, and we do have a Final Four, Rhett. Here it is. Get ready. Buckle up. One-time cup winner, Dallas. Sorry. 99 was the year. They've been to two finals since. The year after they beat you guys, they lost in the final to New Jersey.
Jason Arnott scored in OT.
Can you remember the other time they were in the final? It was kind of a lost year.
There was not many people in the stands.
There was almost none. I think there might have been, two scouts and an athletic therapist.
We're not going home.
That's right. Anton Hudobin. And we're not going home. The bubble stars went all the way to the final. I think they beat Vegas along the way. Speaking of Vegas, they're in. First time in the final since?
Number one.
Year one, 2018, year one. Which was that incredible ragtag group.
Ovechkin got the puck on the chin bench and didn't even flinch.
He was dialed. He was ready. And the greatest cup celebration in the history of the league. There's been better dynasties. No one did better with the Stanley Cup than those 2018 Capitals partying in fountains and such.
Well, they had the place to do it, maybe.
They embraced it. Right? I don't think there
they
was
were right in Vegas. Usually you'd go there for the party. They were already there.
Well, and then they took it back to D.C. They did a great job. Then it went back to Russia. I don't know that in prior stops there would have been players are a little sheepish. Like the Rangers famously lost the cup in a strip club in New York City. Messier was at 94.
Happens.
Like, oh, sorry. Ovi was, hey, no regrets. I've been told I can't win this thing my whole life.
I'm going to do what I can.
Believe you all, this is my victory tour. This is the revenge tour. So that was 2018 when Vegas went there. And the other member of the Final Four, Carolina, they, of course, won it in 06. Their only trip to the Final, Florida, your rookie year, the only time they've been to the Final, they have zero cups.
How many of those brackets from the start of the year would have had those four teams?
I think you'd have a bit of
West
Carolina,
okay.
Won their division. A bit of Vegas, won their division. I think Dallas as a two seed wasn't crazy. If you were a little, what about Colorado? Not many are going to have Florida.
No.
And to be fair, Edmonton was a much sexier pick than Vegas coming out of the Pacific. We understand why. Mark Stone was hurt. The Oilers came in on that heater. In fact, what was it, round two, they lost game one. That was their first regulation loss in like 22 games. Their season came to an end on a less smokier, better day yesterday. We got to celebrate that. So there's your Final Four. Interestingly, these are all Gary teams. None of these teams were where they are before Gary Bettman became commissioner. I looked at this today. Gary was named commissioner February of 93. He started. He was put in place a few months ahead of that. From February around to fall of that same year, Minnesota moved to Dallas, so the North Stars became the Stars. In 93-94, Florida was an expansion team. They arrived on the scene. 97-98, Hartford moved to Carolina. And Vegas, 27-18, we talked about it their first year. These are all Sunbelt Gary teams. No, he wasn't necessarily behind all of it. The expansion for Florida was in place before he arrived in terms of a concept. But this is a non-traditional, no original six, no Canadian team. Like, this is a very, very new age Final Four in a way.
It is, actually. When you think and look at all those teams, you're like, those are new hockey fans.
Yeah.
And maybe importantly so.
Great, right? Hockey, like, fans. Love the crowd in Dallas. Vegas is a top three rank to go watch a game that I've been to. And I haven't been to all the markets, but it's right there with Nashville in terms of the environment's an absolute party. And the Canes fans get a lot of credit for how nutso it gets in the playoffs there. Florida, hey, if you're hot in Miami,
well,
it's a party.
And you, it's great for the game to have Florida become relevant again, mm-hmm. right? Like, it is a big, there's lots of dough down there, and they were pretty, well, since 95, 96, they've been pretty quiet. So it's good to have that team have some success.
Yeah, I think the last couple of years, you'd have a tough time finding a better rivalry than sort of, you know, the Battle of Alberta had a nice resurgence for a bit there. I think Tampa, Florida has become one of those as well. And good for the sport. Yes, if you're yearning for traditional markets, we're sorry, but we kind of saw this coming. It was either going to be Seattle or Dallas. You catch much of Game 7 last night?
I watched the final two periods, yeah.
Okay.
Felt like low event. Ottinger.
Which is weird, right? We talked about it. The lowest scoring game in the series was 6 goals. The second lowest was 7. 3 of the games got to 9 goals. And then there it is, a game 7, 2-1. Ottinger looked good. You're like, well, where's that guy been?
Well, you wonder if the teams also played a little more.
Stakes are high.
Yeah. Game 7s.
Yeah. How many game 7s you played in?
Oof, I don't know. 3 or 4. Yeah.
Just, there's unique vibes.
So I loved it. There's, yeah. I mean, everyone's nervous about it. I loved it. Loved it. I just loved the, there is nothing else to think about or worry about.
There's no tomorrow.
Go play.
Yeah.
So. We talked yesterday about how good Seattle is, and then they lose this. Does that mean they're no good? Are they going to be as good next year? I think it'll be tougher. That's
great year.
Yep. Awesome for the, for where they were a year ago, and everybody questioning what the hell did they do in Seattle?
Did they hire the right coach? Do they have goaltending? Did they hire the right GM? What the hell was happening in that expansion draft? A lot of those have been quelled, those concerns, or questions have been answered. And I looked at it. I think $18 million in cap space with Vinny Dunn's an RFA, Carson Soucy's a UFA, and everyone else is pretty much back. Mm. All right. That's a good spot to be. Cap space, eh?
Yeah, weird.
Huh. Who knew cap space would help? Hey, check out this t-shirt. Look at this.
Man, man.
Our special guest took a hoodie.
Did he?
You can also you can buy these now. Nationgear.ca.
Well, now you see that special guest out there wearing it, you're going to know who it was.
There's just so many, and there's so many flying off the presses here. It's just going to be one of any number of celebrities and superstars wearing the gear. Also, the celebrity, who knows? You know, are they tromping around town? Are they out of town? Maybe if you see someone wearing the gear, send us a picture on Twitter, on Instagram, social media. All that stuff. Speaking of which, the Nation truck and the Nation Jeep.
Better kill my mic because I'm going to cough.
Yeah, you're
going to
cough? Okay. Just kill his mic right there, can you? There it is. So Rhett's done some talking. So still need me.
All right, there. I'm back.
Did you just, yeah, there you are. You took me down and left Rhett up. Oh, backwards. There.
Anyways,
that's our final four. Find your, you like the t-shirts or the hoodies, nationgear.ca. Go to the drop down, go to Flames Nation, and you'll see some of the merch available there. We also got some of these. Let's see if I can do this. Little hat there. You like that hat? You get compliments on that hat. It's the Flames Nation hat.
A nice hat. I wore that yesterday.
Very good. Okay. We got a Pinder report to do.
Do it.
We have a bet to do.
Do it.
We've got some of our great clients and or sponsors to tell you about. Why don't we, now that round two is done, look back at the picks? I believe you were 3-for-8 in round one. Boomer and I were 4-for-8. A coin really would be destroying us right now, but you got off to a great start in the second round, Rhett. Look at that. Nailed the East. I feel like Edmonton was a very confident pick at many junctures of that series, and yet they never led it for whatever reason. And you were a bounce of the puck away last night from the Kraken potentially moving on. 2-for-4 ain't bad, but it felt better than that at times.
It had a lot of potential. I'm confident in my picks. I mean, the one that I maybe wasn't as confident in with the Panthers was the one that was maybe,
done soon.
Yeah.
That was, what, first team through, I think?
Carolina, maybe.
Yeah. And you were the only one in Carolina as well. We really liked Jersey, and how couldn't you? They'd won 4 in a row against the Rangers, and then the Canes just started.
The Canes, I think, are
pumping them early.
They're good. They're going to be a tough out.
No Svetch, no Pacioretty, who obviously left midseason. Was it a second Achilles, a second rupture of something in your leg? Not good.
They don't need him.
And it's like, who cares? Yeah. A lot of teams have injuries and excuses. The Canes have no time for excuses. Rod Brind'Amour and company, that's a well-oiled machine. They're your picks. So I think, again, nobody is doing better than a coin at this point. No. So there are no bragging rights, okay?
Hey.
Dino had a tough
It was not the best.
Tough second round there, 1-for-4. You and I go 2-for-4. I nailed the West. You nailed the East. Okay. We'll keep a total. Someone will buy lunch one day. Sound good?
Deal.
Okay. Sweet. Want to tell you about Outdoor Dental. I know what you're thinking. Well, a dentist, what are you talking about snoring stuff? Because you've heard us talk about it before. This is the magic of the laser they have at Outdoor Dental. I'm going to go. We're going to take a camera. Dino's going to go to the hearing loss clinic. I'm going to go down to Outdoor Dental. My wife has to sleep with the sound machine on.
Oh, yeah. I got the fan or the white noise.
She goes with the rain. The rain is the noise that she goes through. She can't even do other noises now. It's just the rain. That's it. That's all. We can help you by way of Outdoor Dental. Dentistry with no needles, no drills, and no stress. And better than that, the Soleil laser treatment, an excellent solution for people that snore or have sleep apnea. 2 15-minute treatments to increase the tension in your soft palate. That will reduce snoring. It is non-surgical, pain-free. Twice, 15 minutes, problem solved.
No more.
Also, dental implant treatment. They've got that as well. If you have fear around the dentistry.
A gift for your wife or significant other.
Big birthday coming up. She's going to love it. I'm going to wrap up this better than the Homer bowling ball that was given to Marge. 100%. Even better than that. Outdoor.dental for more there. Thank you to Dr. J and pals, and we'll see you soon. Let's get into the Pinder Report for Village Honda. This is your news of the day and some tomfoolery. Village Honda's got $1 million set aside. Do you have a used car hanging around, Rhett?
I'm going to find one, or I'd like to find the $1 million. I don't have either.
Yeah, and you know what? Without one, it's going to be tough to get a piece of the other. They're buying used cars. It's the time to sell your used vehicle. In fact, if you do, a tropical cruise included, courtesy our friends at Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall and online at villagehonda.com. It's the $1 million used vehicle buy-in event. Do it. Get a piece. villagehonda.com for more. We start in beautiful Palm Springs, where I think highs were touching 40°C yesterday. Where's the best place? Where's the coolest place in town? The rink with nearly 9,000 fans rammed in. First year AHL franchise, the affiliate of the Seattle Thunder, the Seattle Kraken. And look at this, Retro. Brilliant pass, Phillips, Pelche, afterburners, one hand on stick goal. 2-0 Wranglers. You love to see it. Yes. And then again, this is the scene switch from Calgary to Palm Springs, or the Coachella Valley.
36 right now in Palm Springs.
36, just, yeah. Probably less smoky than Calgary, too. That's my hot take of the moment. That would put them up 2-0. It would get within one. It would then go to overtime as the Firebirds tied it. And then, yes, look at overtime one. 19-3 the shots. That is an absolute lopsided affair. Joey Decord, the Ottawa pick in the expansion draft from Seattle, was sensational in overtime one.
Where this story's going.
Overtime two, solved nothing. Let's go to overtime
three.
Triple overtime. Longest game in AHL history for a Flames affiliate. Triple OT.
And me.
Hint, you're not going to like it.
Oh, F.
Yeah, look at this. Riker Evans, I believe former Regina Pat, former Connor Bedard teammate, threw a screen. Shot number 50 for Coachella Valley. 3-2. Yeah, no, he Wolf, 47 or 48 of 51 would be the final tally. As for the Wranglers, 62 shots on net.
Put it in.
And so here's our boy Mike Gold with what lays ahead for the Calgary Wranglers. They lose that 2-0 lead, fall 3-2 in overtime, heavy out shooting. Well, I mean, lots of shots because they played basically two games. And their season on the line Wednesday. If they win, they got to play Thursday, back-to-back on the road. And right now it feels like the final three games of the series at home would have been the better pick. But again,
Well, also what would have been better is not blowing that two-goal lead.
Yeah, yeah. It sounded like...
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
They had a tough go with the Zebras there, but these are the top two teams in the A. This was not going to be an easy series for Calgary, and Seattle just eliminated. This roster might get bolstered now as well with some guys coming back down from the Kraken. Let's go to NHL news. Dallas and Seattle. We told you the Kraken eliminated. Here's how. Pick it up 1-0 Dallas in Big D. Game 7. Winner moves on to face the Vegas Golden Knights. Check the finish from Wyatt Johnston. This is actually a play. I think, why don't we see more of this? Looks like it's going to be icing, Retro. Nice little heads-up look from the D, and like, nope, spring him in. Whoop! Backhand shelf in tight. This Wyatt Johnston, like, led the O in scoring. Rookie, second massive goal he scored in the postseason that I believe clinched the series. Kid's a stud. Wyatt Johnston. Also sounds like a country singer. It's a good country singer.
Yeah, it fit in down in Texas, absolutely.
So the Stars, where are they at? They're into the Final Four, and they're halfway there. This is kind of neat. They have a collage from every win. Big picture of the game-winning goal or a big event.
It's lame.
It's very not neat and very lame. That's right. They're halfway home. I don't know. I kind of like the vibes of this Dallas club, and it's weird because we thought they were getting long in the tooth. Remember in the bubble, the Flames played them, and you're like, who is this team? They got Perry some young guys there, that aren't yet there. They got some old guys that are no good anymore. Like, Jamie Benn's not good anymore. Come on.
Pavelski's good.
Oh, gosh, ancient. Way too old. Like, that's a bad contract. And then the old guys suddenly went in reverse and got better as they, you know, got close to 40. And the young guys have turned into studs, your Hintzes, your Robertsons. Ottinger's emerged as a legit number one goalie. This is a spooky team to play against because I think they can – Ottinger can bar the door, but they can also put up 6-7 goals.
I find them odd because even in this last series, this seven-game series against Seattle, there were games where you're like, oh, these guys look unstoppable, and then they get their doors beat in.
Yeah, pretty volatile.
What?
And to be fair, Vegas has looked like that against Edmonton.
Yeah.
When they weren't right, it was like, oof, they got shellacked, and other times they controlled everything. I think we had a good Western final on our hands. Knights. Very good. Today's a big day in the desert, Rhett. The future of the Arizona Coyotes.
Storied history.
Yeah, not overstating it. The biggest day in Coyotes history. Explaining why? Well, Frank Cervelli has an amazing piece on Daily Faceoff that lays it out. They've had more ownership changes than series wins, I believe. So... it's not exactly like a banner history, not the richest tradition, but there's a vote in Tempe whether they will go forward with the $1 billion entertainment district. If the vote is yes, that is the major hurdle cleared by the Coyotes that allows them to pursue the new rink. If the answer is no, we're talking it ain't happening there, and I don't know what's left to pursue in Phoenix. You may as well get the moving vans this offseason.
Can they do it fast enough if the vote is wrong? Can they get the team out of there by next fall? Or is that
I just keep thinking back to how quick and how quietly Atlanta went to Winnipeg. And so what you would need is a market where there's an owner ready, there's a building ready, and someone's got a check ready to be cut. And Houston has all those. Atlanta does not. Quebec theoretically does. I don't think Gary wants to go there.
Not going to
Quebec. Here's from the piece from Frank Saravalli. There haven't been many moments in franchise history to write home about in the 27 years in the desert. More bankruptcies than series wins and nearly as many playoff appearances as ownership changes. The Coyotes have been the NHL's definition of an also-ran, propped up by Commissioner Gary Bettman's steadfast commitment to keeping hockey in the fifth biggest city in the States. Without it, we wouldn't have Austin Matthews. Okay, so we got a really good player out of it because some kids played hockey. But this is it. Votes a yes. This could be a theoretical, you know, pillar franchise of the league in that market. They're just in the wrong spot in the wrong rink, and they've done that a bunch. If they get the no, it's curtains. Like, move this team to Houston. Some people say Kansas City. What about Atlanta? Kevin Weeks has been tweeting about a rink that might get built there. Quebec City's always hanging.
You have to stay in the east or the west, I think.
Central time zone would be perfect. And I just think Houston's the best because, A, it's a huge market.
Top three in the States, I think.
It's massive. B, it's the rink is ready for hockey. It is not one of those NBA rinks with impeded views. I had the opportunity to call many games there, probably a dozen or so in the American Hockey League. It's perfect for hockey.
Yeah.
Gorgeous hockey setup. There's already an owner there. Everything's ready. And the Dallas Stars would have a nice little regional rival.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
And, you know, we moved Arizona into the Central. I was like, okay, I guess. But, like, Houston would actually be in the Central.
Yeah.
It checks a lot of boxes. So that'll be something to watch today. And we'll have Frank Saravalli on the show tomorrow to see where things are at with the Coyotes. Next up, let's go to, well, noted D-bag Trevor Bauer. Remember Trevor Bauer?
The pitcher guy?
Yeah, he was a Dodger and then was accused of some not good behavior, and then he went to Japan. And, well, good to see bad things happen to bad people, right? He was pulled today in Japan after 7 earned runs in just 2 innings.
He was a real putz, too.
He was a
right?
D-bag,
arrogant,
yeah.
Kind of.
He's a Richard.
Yes.
Yeah, so the Bay Stars, or whatever team he's got there, not happy with their investment yet. 3 starts, ERA close to 8.5.
I could do that.
Last couple for you. This will drive you nuts. We talked about tipping and how it's getting a little weird. Saw taxes on tipping. How about the options available on this? You'd like to pay for your, here are your tipping options. Normally it's like, 15. Oh, there's 30, 35, 40, or 50. How many people are going the custom no tip at just from that screen? Skip.
You know what? If I get that, I'm not going custom. I'm skipping.
There you go.
You've just eliminated your tip.
I feel bad for the server, but the management, what the hell are you doing there? You're screwing everyone. Stop it. Last one for you. Jack, I don't know if he told you he noticed, but you're messing with our staff fridge here. We've got a picture of it, and it's been very contentious. We haven't brought it up with you. You can't lock your milk.
I don't trust
that. Stop locking your milk. Just
that's
there's lots
the
in there.
It wouldn't be milk, but it would be the food. If she could put a lock on her food, she absolutely would. Not the best at sharing.
The doggy bag with the lock.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like that so much, but I saw this and thought, hey, who invented that damn contraption?
That is quite a container.
You got to be a huge loser and or like, where the hell are you working? Is this a prison cell? What's happening here? Oh, people like protective of their milk, apparently. There's your abbreviated edition of the Pinder Report. Your dealership for Light Village, Honda, bringing you the Pinder Report. Reminder, detailing packages starting at just $79.95. Clean off all the junk of winter and spring and false summer and second winter and false summer two and winter three. It's May long. We're almost there. Get her all cleaned up for the summer. Book your detailing today at your dealership for Life Village Honda.com. I had more baseball in there. There's an anniversary. We'll get to it tomorrow. And we have start dates. I believe Thursday the East starts Stanley Cup playoffs. Friday the West. So you've got a couple nights no hockey.
Oh, great. I'll go outside and do some work in the air. Oh, wait. It's a campfire.
When did we know we had smoke? I didn't know. I woke up and I said, why? We opened the door to the bedroom. Yes. And why does the house smell like smoke? Okay. My wife's like, oh, there's a fog. I'm like, there's no fucking fog. This is smoke. Oh, damn it. This is not good.
We need some rain.
It's May, Rhett.
Rain, please. May. Let's go.
And I had a picture of, out of the blue, Ben Wagner, pal of the show, the voice of the Toronto Blue Jays, just checked and said, hey, how's things? I haven't talked to you in a while. Talked about, he's like, I hear there's like the fires out there, not good. Is that close to you? And so I went to the old map. Red flames is like an uncontrolled fire. Yellow's this, white's that. There's red everything north of us.
Oh, it's bad.
If we get wind from the north, it's going to be like this. I don't like it at all. So, hey, thoughts to and old best wishes to people fighting those fires. Let's get some rain and thank you to those people doing that incredibly not fun job at this juncture, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any rain in the forecast, though.
I don't know. I'm not...
Anyway, let's not depress everybody.
Not sounding ideal. Hearing loss clinic. Dino's going to take a camera and head in there. He's a little worried. Can I come clean with you about something? It was about a year ago. I was going through a rough chapter. Wife was in chemo. We were building a house. We were trying to sell the house. My mother-in-law was here. There was stress everywhere. Mm-hmm. My ears started ringing. I was freaking out. My dad's deaf and like has had a cochlear implant. I was like, and I'm like, that's a nice another layer of stress.
This is what I need.
I went and got my hearing checked and they're like, are you hydrating enough? I think it's just tinnitus, which is ringing of the ear. Drink more water, drink less caffeine, get some sleep and rest if you're stressed. Do you know the weight that was lifted off my shoulders? Oh, my God. Don't be me. Go test it sooner. I guess do be me, but just be me sooner. Since 1993, the Hearing Loss Clinic has been helping people, making people's lives better, making a difference in their lives. It's never been about loss or impairment. It's about empowering people to be socially active, more connected with loved ones and confidence.
And don't sit at home and stress over it.
No.
Get it checked out.
Stressing only makes it worse.
No, way worse.
It's just like the vicious cycle.
Yes.
That's the one.
It's a nasty thing to do to yourself.
And I don't know that I didn't go skipping and hopping out of my hearing test results that day. It was felt like a great weight was lifted. Hearingloss.ca for more information. Men, women, children, no ages. Hearing loss does not discriminate. Four locations in Calgary. Say hello at Shaughnessy University District, Northwest in the Crowfoot Business Center, and at North Hill Professional Offices at The Hearing Loss on Twitter and Instagram. The Hearing Loss Clinic for more. You're back for a few days here.
I'm back for a few
How days. Much is this smoke ruining your plan?
It's very much ruining my plan.
Because I could see you being like, okay, you got back on the weekend. You got some shuffling to do. What's going on at the house? Some yard work. I feel like by Tuesday night, you're probably ready for a barbecue, a fat steak, and like a bourbon on the rocks outside.
I 100%. Today was going to be a lot of hours in the yard, tidying up, getting shit organized, and that is gone. And I will now have to go out to eat, which is fine, but wasn't part of the plan. Really will not get even close to what I was hoping to get done.
We have a kid baseball at 6.
No, you don't.
There's a ranking system, you know, like there's the UV index. Well, there's an air quality index as well. 10's the worst. We're at a 10 plus and off the scale today. Ugh. And we got the email from Kid Ball saying, well, if it gets below 7, we're good to go. And I'm like, that's just a number. I don't know. But yeah, if you can't see across the skyline, it's not under it's 7 not a good yet.
Thing. Nope.
So my evening might have just opened up, Brett, as well, which is...
Movies.
I mean, you know what? It's great family movie night.
Yep.
Why not? Blue Jays, Yankees tonight?
The Cheaters. We've got to beat the Cheaters.
We'll talk about that tomorrow in the Penn Report as well. You saw this clip. So Aaron Bastard. Judge is not looking down for the signal because there's no more signals. It's the Nintendo controller PitchCom. It was 6 sliders in a row thrown by Jay Jackson. I don't know how tricky that is, but he looked to the dugout where it seems to make sense that the Yankees had figured out what was being thrown, either based on body language. There's no like signals anymore to decode, but no. We know it's a slider. He does this before he throws a slider. He taps his toe twice, whatever seeing it is.
Something.
And Judge saw it, knew it was a slider, and then promptly deposited it right up in the flight deck.
I really wish I was
dead center a million miles away.
I was going to go to that game.
Next weekend? Because you got to go back through Toronto.
Hamilton and flying. I don't know if they're home, but
they are because they got Yankees 3 more. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Baltimore for 3, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Long weekend in the States,
and then they go to Tampa.
Is it the long weekend here this weekend? Yes,
it is. Yeah, Monday's the holiday.
Better take Friday off.
Well, I mean, if we're getting Monday off, it'd be rude to just treat 1 week, one each side, evens it out. 4-day
work week, real good.
Glad we got the show in today. That's really important. Speaking of which, we got to hustle through a couple more items. Betway bets of the day. Let us jump to that. I am focusing on, it should be a barn burner over in Riga, Latvia, Retro, as it'll be Canada against Kazakhstan.
No. We're not talking about that tournament anymore. We're done with them.
Okay, well, look at yesterday's pick then. This is I had the over 6.5. That did not go. I did get the Rope hints over 2.5 shots, so 1 for 2, not too bad. Here's Canada, Kazakhstan. Fantilli, anytime goal. If he's going to score in the tournament, it's going to be on the Kazakhs.
Fantilli lays
and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, wiggling, walk, giggling, talk, make the world go round, round, round. +220 for that. And Scott Laughton, playing with Tyler Toffoli, you're going to get some chances. +500 for 2 goals if it's happening any day and maybe tomorrow morning against the Kazakhs, who are known for what? Being the brunt of the Borat jokes, and that's probably it from here.
We should visit, see what it's like over there.
Astana. Yeah, it's apparently a lovely city. Oil and gas industry.
That's great.
Love their hockey. They got a team in the K.
There we go.
Nigel Dawes and Dustin Boyd raked over there. In fact, I think they both have passports there.
Good
play for the national team. There's your Betway bets of the day. And yeah, Betway. Get the app, B19, play in Ontario. Bet the responsible way, Betway, bets of the day. Would you like to touch on anything else before this abbreviated show comes to an end? And again, thank you for the patience of the audience. You will be rewarded when we drop the special guest interview this summer.
No, I think we did as quick and good and tidy a job as we could.
Did you get roasted yesterday in the sun, by the way? I got home and realized, like,
I see some red on the forehead.
Well, I didn't think about it, but I think you had the sun behind you at lunch, and it was like
right on.
And then I biked downtown to go to get my spine realigned, and
it was hard to hide from yesterday.
And then I went bike back home more, and then I went to kid baseball, and we were positioned right, I believe, on the surface of the sun. Nice. The other team was in the shade.
You got to get there early, Pinder. Come on, man.
I mean, the home team gets the pick. That was the problem. Home team got the shade. Boys played well. Blue Jays big win over the Yankees, unlike the real squads. So that was that. Yeah, the boys of the Blue Jays, they're jacked.
Nice.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Dean will be there. Thank you for, again, the patience today. It's going to be a sensational long-form chat that drops this summer, the reason why we're a little later today from the Tower Studios in Marda Loop. We say thanks for listening. We'll chat tomorrow, Rhett.
The Oilers suck.
Tough to debate the facts.
It's just truth.
See you tomorrow.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports-ad-free. That's amazon.com/sports-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.